Brachas Chulon Parazayim, Mishnah Gimel Horecha, Megid HaNasha, Kezaya, Sofeg, Arba. Somebody eats a Kezaya from a Gid HaNasha, he gets 40 Malkis. That then gives him Malkis for being over in the lab of Akin Lotosot May, as well as Gid HaNasha. Achlo, Vainbo, Kezaya. Chai. If somebody eats an entire Gid HaNasha, but the Gid HaNasha was from a very small animal, so therefore the entire Gid HaNasha consisted of less than a Kezaya, is still Chai of Malkis, even though normally if somebody eats a Dabar Asr, his only Chai Malkis if he eats a Kezaya's worth. But we have a cloud that if you eat a Birya, an entire entity in itself, you'd be Chai Malkis even if that Birya has less than a Kezaya, as long as that Birya comes from a living object. So therefore, since the Gid HaNasha is considered a Birya, an entity in itself, and you ate the entire thing, your Chai of Malkis, even though it was less than a Kezaya. Alcha Mizek Kezaya, who Mizek Kezaya? So big Shmuk. A Behemah has two Gid HaNasha, one in the right yard, the right side, and one in the left yard, the left side. And if somebody eats a Kezaya from both Gid HaNasha from the same Behemah, he gets 80 Malkis, two sets of Malkis are bomb, as each one of the two is Asr. Now, even if he had only one Hasral, he was only warned one time by the Edom, and he went ahead and ate a Kezaya from both Gid HaNashas, he was still behind two Malkis. Even though, if somebody is warned that he can't eat Chalav and he eats the Kezayas of Chalav and then he goes ahead and eats another Kezayas of Chalav, he'd only be behind one set of Malkis since he had only one Hasral, one warning, even though he ate two Kezayas worth. But over here, since the right Gid HaNasha and the left Gid HaNasha are considered as if they're two separate Isurim, even though he had only one Hasral, he would be behind two sets of Malkis Arban. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer, Eno Sofeg, Ella Arban. Rabbi Yehuda said, even though he ate a Kezayas from both Gid HaNashas, he only gets one set of Malkis, he only gets 40 Malkis, the reason being, as according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no Chiyah for eating from the left Gid HaNasha, only for eating from the right Gid HaNasha, so therefore it's only Chiyah one set of Malkis, even though he ate a Kezayas from both the right and the left Gid HaNasha. The Sech is Chulam Perazayim, Mishnah Dal Yarsh, and it's possible about Gid HaNasha. Somebody who cooks a Yarech, the thigh of a Behemah, he first has to take out the Gid HaNasha, as the Gid HaNasha, the Asr, Ba'achila, and even if he only wants to eat the yarech, not the gid, but he can't cook it together. Because by cooking together the gid with the yarech will get some taste from the gid, and the din is that you cannot eat something, even if it's mutter, if it has taste from something that is usher. So therefore, somebody who did not take out the gid and he cooked the yarech, the side of the behemoth together with the gid, in yesh ba benoisin tam harezu asura. If there's not enough yarech there that the gid had given taste to the yarech, that by eating the yarech you are tasting also from the gid, then not only can you eat the gid HaNasha itself, but you can't even eat the yarech, even though the yarech is mutter, but since it has taste from the gid, the yarech also becomes usur. Ketad misharinu, so how do we estimate to see if the gid had given taste to the yarech? Now, if we cannot taste it ourselves, because maybe the gid did give taste to the yarech, and the yarech is usur, so how could we taste it? And even if we were allowed to taste it, it's difficult to discern whether the gid had given taste to the yarech, as they both have a similar taste. So the Mishnah answers, ki basar b'lefet. We look at it as if the gid was basar, and as if the yarech was lefet. Lefet is a type of vegetable, possibly a turnip. And that's how we discern if the gid had given taste to the basar, if the amount of gid that we have in front of us would have been basar, and the amount of yarech that we have in front of us would have been lefet. Had the basar given time to the left and had it been cooked together, then the yarech is usur. But if we estimate that the amount of gid and yarech that is there, had they been basar the lefet and cooked together, that the basar would not have given time to the lefet, then it would be mutter. This is the halacha of Moshe Sinai, that this is how we evaluate whether the gid gave time to the basar when you cook it together. Now the halacha is not like this Mishnah, as we taught them that a gid does not give taste to the basar at all. The gid is very tough and would not give taste to the basar even if it was cooked together. So therefore, if you cook the gid together with the yarech, you just have to take out the gid and then you can eat the yarech without the gid, and the yarech did not give taste from the gid at all. But that's only if you took out the shuman, the fat from the gid, before you cooked it, as the shuman from the gid would give taste to the yarech that is cooked with it. And if you do cook the shuman of the gid together with the yarech, if there would be less than 60 times the amount of yarech to the amount of shuman of the gid, then we would assume that the shuman gave taste to the yarech and the yarech would be usur. But if you have 60 times the amount of yarech keneged as opposed to the amount of shuman, then we would assume the shuman did not give taste to the yarech and the yarech would be mutter.